Mary Jo Foley, do you want to lead us into this first story about Satya talking about mm-hmm. where Microsoft has to go? Because obviously, things have changed over the last year. In fact, if we go back 18 months, you may not recognize today's Microsoft from the Microsoft of then.
Very true. And just like last summer, when Satya was still pretty new in the CEO role, this year he did another kind of reorg, like Microsoft typically does mid-year every year. And we talked about that on last week's show, where a bunch of people left. Stephen Elop left. He was the head of devices. Kirill Tatarinov left. He was the head of Dynamics. Eric Rutter, another really longtime Microsoft veteran, who was heading up education and advanced technology, also out. And then typically what happens after Microsoft does a reorg like that is there's some adjustments, some kind of other lower level reorg things that happen, and sometimes layoffs. This year, when they announced the reorg, they didn't immediately announce any layoffs. But then Todd Bishop got a hold of an email that Satya sent to the troops a week after the reorg. And in that email, he talked about kind of what Microsoft's new mission statement is and a lot of feel-good stuff. And then, by the way, guys, we have some tough choices to make ahead. So Todd probably wants to weigh in a little more on that since he found the email.
Yeah, the phrase tough choices has sort of become a little bit of a big mantra that people are looking at and perhaps reading too much into in some ways. I think that it was in part meant to say, hey, yeah, I know I've been talking about all this great stuff in this email, but the world is not perfect. And in fact, there will be some things that have to be cut. And I think we've started to see some of that. And I know we're going to talk about it in the show with the news about Bing this past week and the sale of some assets and Microsoft essentially exiting the display advertising business. And to me, that's the kind of issue that he was talking about there. I think people immediately jumped to the conclusion that it could also include bigger things like completely exiting Windows Phone. And I'm a little more skeptical about the possibility of it being something that drastic. I think he's more in the lines of making trims and making smaller tough choices. I think a lot of the tough choices that will be made have already been made.
Let me ask something of the both of you. Now, as Mary Jo has mentioned, we've seen a lot of Microsoft reorgs. In fact, that's sort of become our thing. How are they going to reorg this year? And we've become accustomed to them saying they're going to reorg, and maybe they shift a couple of people around. Maybe they say they change their priorities. But on a whole, before Satya, it really didn't mean a lot. It was still kind of business as usual. The MO of Microsoft was still to throw a bunch of stuff against the wall, see what sticks, and then maybe develop that into a viable service and or product. Does this feel different to you? I mean, are you actually starting to see them act on the reorg recommendations, or are we starting to get to that point where we think, Microsoft is still a big company. It still has a lot of inertia. Maybe this reorg thing isn't as easy as just getting a dynamic CEO and having him tell the world this is not your parents' Microsoft.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're really starting to see a couple differences. And one thing is, and I think Nadella said this last fall when he was talking to a group of journalists. He said, you know what, we're going to be making fewer, bigger bets. And you're right. When Ballmer was there, it felt like, hey, let's try this. Let's try that. Let's buy a company. Let's buy a Quantiv. Let's buy, you know,
Skype.
Skype. Yeah, let's just see what happens, you know. And now it feels more like, you know what, we're a software and services company. And so let's kind of stick to our core strengths and kind of tighten up things a little bit. Yeah, we're going to stay in hardware, but we're going to use hardware as a showcase for software and services. We're not just going to be out there trying to be Apple, right? So I think that is a very big difference. And I really feel like you're feeling that impact right now at Microsoft. It's feeling like they are more cohesive to me.
Yeah, I think you saw Satya Nadella with the last two emails to the staff, essentially putting his stamp on the company officially and saying, okay, in 1 week, we're going to let these four executives go. They've decided to take another path. I think the departure of Mark Penn is actually very symbolically important. You know, Mark Penn was the architect of the Screwgold campaign, which was very controversial internally at Microsoft. There were many employees who thought that was essentially in bad taste. And so with moves like that, I think Satya is saying, here is my actual team. He's essentially getting rid of a lot of the folks who were left over and perhaps more unsavory from the Ballmer regime. I also have been hearing some inside whispers about some of the town meetings, the internal employee meetings that they had leading up to the announcement that Stephen Elop would be departing. And Elop, from what I've heard, faced some very difficult questions from employees about the fact that Microsoft does not or has not been investing or at least showing an investment in a real flagship Windows phone beyond what they've had in the past. You know, the focus on lower cost emerging market devices, I think, has been very controversial inside the company. And that's the kind of tough choice that I think you're going to see them make, where they aren't going to be focusing as much on those low-end handsets. They're going to be shifting more toward premium handsets that are more in the line of showcasing Windows along the lines of what Satya has been talking about.